بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خروج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم بدر واستشارة الصحابة وأقوالهم رضي الله تعالى عنهم. أخرج ابن أبي حاتم وابن مردوي واللفظ له عن أبي عمران أنه سمع أبا أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن بالمدينة وإني أخبرت إني أخبرت عن عير أبي سفيان أنها مقبلة فهل لكم أن تخرج قبل هذه العير لعل الله يغتن معها. فقلنا نعم. فخرج وخرجنا. فلما سرنا يوما أو يومين قال لنا ما ترون في القوم فإنهم قد أخبروا بمخرجكم. فقلنا لا والله ما لنا طاقة بقتال القوم ولكننا أردنا العير. ثم قال ما ترون في قتال القوم. فقلنا مثل ذلك. فقام المقداد بن عمر رضي الله تعالى فقال إذن لا نقول لك يا رسول الله كما قال قوم موسى لموسى عليه السلام اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إن هاهنا قاعدون. قال فتمنينا معشر الأنصار لو أنا قلنا مثل ما قال المقدال أحب إلينا من أن يكون لنا مال عظيم. فأنزل الله عز وجل على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أخرجك ربك من بيتك بالحق وإن فريقا من المؤمنين لكارهون. وذكر تمام الحديث. These are the incidents from the lives of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Hadhrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator of this incident. He says that once we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this announcement in Medina, he says, I've been informed about the caravan of Abu Sufyan that it is approaching, it is passing by. This caravan was on its way from Syria, passing by Medina Munawwara, on its way to Makkah Mukarramah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba that are you people prepared to go out and intercept this caravan? Perhaps Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give us some booty from this. We heard this incident now in the Bayan, Mawlana mentioned part of this. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are ready. So he says this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then left Madinah Munawwara. Sahaba say, we also left with him. We traveled for a day or two's journey. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashura with us. He says, what is your people's rai? What do you feel? What is your opinion? I have been that these people, the Quraysh, with their caravan, they have been informed of your coming out. They have got wind of it, they have got ears, they have got some information that you have left Madina Munawwara to intercept them. So what is your rai now? What is your opinion? What should we do? So the Sahaba that were there, they said that, by the Qasam of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, we don't have the strength and the capacity to fight. So this was the reply that the Muhajirin had given. But they said that we only came out to intercept the caravan, to get hold of that caravan. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for the second time, that what is your eye, what is your opinion with regards to fighting these people? Looks like they are now preparing to fight us, so we have to fight back. So second time also Sahaba said the same thing. Till Hazrat Miqdar ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala no, he stood up and he says that he realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the Ansar, and he said that we will not say to you, Ya Rasulullah, like how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people said to him when he asked him to come and assist him in fighting the Bani Israel, in fighting the Fir'aun's army. Then they mentioned, idhab anta wa rabbuk. They told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that, oh Musa, you and your Rabb, you go and fight. You all go and fight. We are sitting over here, we are not moving from here. So when Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala mentioned the statement, then the Ansar and everyone that was there, they said that if only we had to mention that, what Hazrat Miqdad mentioned, if you have been more beloved to us, then all the great wealth that was given had to be given to anyone. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed, in other words, Hazrat Miqdad understood the mizaj and the reason why Rasulullah was posing that question, that he wanted the Sahaba now to change the intention from only intercepting that caravan and be prepared to fight. So he understood and he said to Ya Rasulullah, whatever you tell us, we were ready to go to do. On this occasion it is mentioned that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed the ayats, كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَكَارِهُونَ. Like how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala took you out of your homes, and a group amongst you, لَكَارِهُونَ, you did not want to, you were not happy to fight initially. And the incidents carry on, that how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, on this occasion when they came out for Badr, and how Rasulullah s.a.w. made mashura with the Sahaba, and Abu Bakr mentioned that we are ready, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned that we are ready to fight, whatever it is. Eventually Rasulullah s.a.w. was waiting for the Ansar, and then someone from the Ansar said that, O group of Ansar, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to you people, he's waiting for an answer from you. And then they mentioned that, Rasulullah sallallahu, we will not tell you, like how the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasallam, or the Banu Israel, they told Musa alayhi salatu wasallam, but we will tell you that you go and your Rabb go and we are with you, we will fight with you. And other narrations got it with some extra wordings as well, where they say that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the leader of the Ansar, he stood up and he mentioned that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, indeed from what you are saying, we understand that you are referring to us, you want our opinion. He says, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave you honor, Allah ta'ala revealed the kitab to you, and you chose a path, and we had no knowledge, and you are now telling us that we must go, and we must fight, and we must undertake this journey. We don't know where this place is, where these people are, how far the journey is. Perhaps you have been on this road, but we have not been, we have no knowledge of this. And they say that, even if you tell us now to travel in the direction of, and reach a place called Barkul Ghimad. Barkul Ghimad is a place in Yemen, and the Sahaba generally would refer to it when they would refer to a place of very far off land. Like how maybe in today's time we'll say, Timbuktu. We'll say, wherever it is, Timbuktu. So like that, Sahaba would say, Barkul Ghimad, very, very far, arduous journey, difficult terrain to get to this place. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, even if you tell us that we must go in the direction and go and reach Barkul Ghimad, then we are ready to do that. We will not tell you, like how the people of Musa said to him, the Banu Israel said to him, that you go, but rather we will tell you that we are ready to accompany you and we will go with you and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course the incident is very, very lengthy, but it's late, so we will not go too much into the details. But Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi brought this entire chapter on jihad, and he begins this chapter with the battle of Badr and how the Sahaba strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in other pages he mentions about how they were fasting. We heard it few Shab Guzaris back, few weeks ago. Sahaba were fasting. Some of them were fasting, some of them were not fasting. Those who were fasting, eventually the fast got to them and they could not manage. And those that were not fasting, how much of khidmat they made of the fasting Sahaba. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that those that were not fasting, they've gone far ahead in ajr, in reward. Why? Because they were making khidmat of their fellow Sahaba. So these incidents Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi brought to remind us that the month of Ramadan also is a month of safar, of traveling, of striving for Allah's deen. The great battle that took place, the decision of the hidayat of the mankind was made in this, on the night preceding Badr, where that arish, that shelter was put up for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the entire night, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith, was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the dua that he made, and then he made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, if this small jamaat you destroy, there'll be no one to worship you again. So on that qurbani, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave victory to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it such, and that till Qiyamah, inshallah, this deen will continue, Islam will continue, and Allah has given us a mubarak effort for the same reason. The month of Ramadan, mashallah, we see jamaats here from UK to jamaat from Bangalore, Wazir, Maharam Mastura jamaat. So it's not that tabligh work stops in the month of Ramadan, but we have to carry on doing our work. Either we strive in out in the path of Allah or either in our localities, we do the amal. We all make niyat, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Nights are short, so we go to sleep early, inshallah. If we need to fulfill our needs, whatever we got, we want to have something, we don't delay, don't waste time. And as soon as possible, we inshallah go to bed so that we can wake up early, inshallah. And now we are waking up for sehri. The time for sehri ends and the time to hajjud ends is the same time. So let us not use that valuable, mubarak, auspicious time where Allah is waiting to accept our du'as. Let's not only use it in sehri. Of course, sehri is sunnah, have the sehri also. But reserve few minutes for du'a, for tahajjud, for zikr, for tilawat, turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina wa Nabiina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa afu wa takarram wa tajawaz amma ta'alam. Innaka antallahul azizul akram. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi Sayyidina wa Nabiina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.